United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave. America has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called America their home. America has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of the fulfillment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries of the world. The United States is also a very spiritual country, allowing freedom of worship to its citizens. Indeed, religion has traditionally played a large role in American society. Many of the original European colonists came to America for religious reasons. Religion still has a major influence on American politics and culture, even more so than in other industrialized nations. As a liberal country that respects its citizens' right to worship, America has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the 6 Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert organized by the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association, A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. The following year, on December 18, 1998, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association organized another benefit concert, One World of Peace Through Music, at the prestigious Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles, California, where the Oscars were once hosted for many years. At this grand occasion, Supreme Master Ching Hai once more contributed generously to two charity organizations, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and the Starlight Children's Foundation, with a check of $150,000 and $100,000, respectively. In the face of the worst human tragedy to ever occur on U.S. soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai had also responded by immediately sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. In addition, Supreme Master Ching Hai was awarded the Los Angeles Music Week Certificate of Commendation, the Commendation of Dedication and Outstanding Service from the Mayor of Los Angeles, and the highest honor at the 2006 Annual Telly Awards. Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to this day to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the U.S., from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. We now invite you to listen to the following discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members entitled True Renunciation in Florida, USA in February
1999. Guys.
Yeah.
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 I just hope you feel, you know, comfortable. Even though it's not like at home, but it's a change. A change is always as good as a rest. That's what people say. Yeah.
Can I go to fifth level?
Fifth level? Sure, you can. It's just a matter of numbers of years of time. Yeah. Everybody will go to fifth level one day. Yeah. To go there is easy. To stay here is hard. Yeah. Look. To go there, all you have to do is see Master Qinghai, get initiation, and meditate off and on. Sit and go to the center, sit again, and go home, sleep. Go back to center, sleep again, and different position. Yeah, and go back home, eat, and then go to center, eat again. Yeah, that's how to get to the fifth level. But to stay here, how much you have to do? See, you have to work at least 8-10 hours a day. And then you have to pay tax, and you have to worry whether you pay correct tax or not. And you have to have a bank account. Before you have a bank account, you have social security number. Even you want to drive a car, you must have social security number, and that takes some time. Everything takes time. Take time to order a phone, take time to fix your door, take time to rent a place, and take more time even if you want to buy a place. And you know, you have to pay tax here, tax there, tax everywhere. And then even your car breaks down, give you trouble, make you sleep on the road. You know, how much you have to work in order to stay here? Huh? Consider that. To go to the fifth level is a piece of cake. Right? Uh-huh. Yeah. So easy, right? Very easy. You know, like, simple even, huh? You don't even have to come see the so-called Master Qinghai. You just stay home and somebody will come to your door and give you initiation. Yeah. If your house is opened. So actually, to go to fifth level, no need question, right? No question at all. Yeah. The question is whether you really want to. Yes. Sometimes we put it off for too long, right? We say, okay, wait until next month I get initiation. And next year, oh, I still have to attend wedding first. I eat, you know, last time, drink last time, you know, and have a bachelor party last time, blah, blah, you know, and then I go get initiation. Meanwhile, you drop dead, for example. Or sometimes we have too many important things to do instead of meditate or trying to nourish the urge to find God again. We dispatch our attention, our intensity, you know, of longing to do something else. We're distracted on the way, you know. Too many important things to do, like, you know, gossip and calling here, calling there on the phone, you know, or checking on the internet, see who's gossiping what, or reading newspaper, even, you know, watching television. These are very important things to do. So sometimes we forgot, yeah? Forgot what we really want and what is really important. Otherwise, to go to the fifth level, anytime. As soon as you put your attention inward, 100%, you're there. No need to go with me. You can go alone and take a bunch of friends and relatives with you. Everything is up to you, really. You are very powerful. Just that we let things distract us many a times, and we can't help it. Have you seen the film lately called The Bug's Life? Yeah, it's good for kids also. You know, remember the scene where the moth flying toward the light, and the elder one tell him, don't look at the light, don't look at the light. And he said, I can't help it. It's so beautiful. And then, phew! Yes, yes. The same with us. Same with us, yeah? We know all the time that this thing, that thing, those things are no good for us. And we are here only for a brief period of time in this planet. But we still continue doing what we do, you know, and paying all the attention to all this mundane and temporary stuff, yeah? Instead of paying attention to the thing that is real. And once we know the real world inside, we do not want to even stay here 1 second longer. And sometimes feel miserable to have to go back to this world, you know, in the physical house. And we feel really sorry for ourselves. Even the people who die temporarily, so-called die, you know, they went to heaven, But they came back, they cry, you know, for many, many days. Yeah. Sometimes you feel it, you know? Sometimes you don't see it, maybe, but you feel it. You know, like after meditation, you feel very elated, huh? And then after a while, you feel like you're missing something when that experience wears out. Okay? So that is your inner soul's feeling, letting you know in some degree that you have been there in a higher dimension, in a real world. Because we always hear of a big talk like, this world is illusionary, you know. We have a real world and everything is better up there and out there somewhere. But it's truly like that. We know the other world. We don't want anything in this world anymore. And we don't really care. So it's also good that God lets you take it easy. And you always heard that we only change form, we don't die. But until we know that, we really could not understand what it is. And, you know, sometimes we cling to this world. But it's okay also, it's okay. We have to do what we do, even if we know already. We just do it, right? We can control it, but we don't bother to control, right? There was one Zen master, before he died, he took a real good bath and he put on his clean robe. Maybe he wear the robe every time, I don't know, or the best robe on. Then he assembled all the monks, you know, all the fellow practitioners in the temple, just to say goodbye. And then they all begin to cry like babies. So the monk were crying. The chief monk, you know, the so-called master, tell them, just like I always tell you, it's all illusion, right? We practitioner, don't cry. We tough guy. Yeah, everybody can say that. I heard you say that plenty of times. You always say that to other people. And when it comes to your turn, it's different. And somebody else have to tell you. And the monk were crying, the chief monk or the master said, oh, we're tough guys, we don't cry. We're monks, we don't cry. I mean, we're practitioner, you know? We don't cry. Because we already know everything is zero, everything is nothing, everything is emptiness, everything is illusionary, you know, we should never cry. And the monk said, yes, yes, you're right. Yeah, yeah, you're right. And then the master has to postpone, you know? He was already gone. After he said goodbye, he already closed his eyes, sit in his half lotus position, you know, like the way you do, maybe, or maybe, you know, and then he's gone. But the monks cry like rain, you know, in the monsoon season. So the master opened the eyes again and come out of samadhi and say, now what? So anyhow, so the monks say they know everything is illusion, but they couldn't help crying. They want to keep him. You know, so the master said, okay, then I stay with you for a little longer. Let's make a little tea to celebrate the departure of illusion. Yeah. So the monks make tea, all right. Make a tea party, all right. But they make it for 14 days. Every day, a tea, non-stop tea party. And they want to keep him. Yeah, but after that, he really go. He really went away. The master was also right, huh? But the monk was also right. Sometimes we know it. We can control it, but we just don't want to, right? We just want to relax and let go whatever, right? Because emotion is also illusion anyhow. Whether we cry or laugh, it's also temporarily and also illusion. So why bother using the illusion mind to control the illusion emotion, right? In such an illusionary world. So we just let it go, right? That is also truly let go. If the master don't cry because he already can let go, and the other master cry because we also absolutely can let go, then both are okay. Both are let go. Understand, huh?
Yeah.
Just like we go to see movies, or we go to see theater, right? Or performances, or anything. We know it's theater. We know it's movies. But we like it. We don't sit there and say, oh, it's just a movie. No, no, it's not blood, it's tomato. It's ketchup. Yeah, and it's beetroot that he's drinking. He's not a real Dracula, and she's not a real killer. You know, oh, he's not dying, he's going out and wash out his makeup and then go out drink coffee. Yeah, we don't sit there and analyze things in this way, right? We just enjoy the movies. Although we know, before we came in, we know during the performance and after the performance, that is our movies, our theater. It will be finished in an hour or so. But we still like to enjoy it, and we go there to enjoy, right? We cry with it, we laugh with it, we get angry with some characters, and we sympathize with some others. All the while, we know that's just movie. But sometimes, temporarily, we lost ourselves in the involvement with the theater performance or the movies, that we forgot that we are in the movies. But nevertheless, we know, all the while, right? We know. Doesn't matter how lost we are in the movies, we still know the seat we sit is in the theater. We still know the screen in front is not real people. It's not a real story. Even if it's a real people on the stage, it's not a real person. It's not a real character, right? It's Miss Pfeiffer, Mr. Stallone, whatever, huh? You know that. So if you go to the movies and you don't cry because you're more tough, you're more realistic and you know it's movies, and you also don't have to laugh at the person next door to you who cries and who laughs and who enjoys it just like a real thing, right? Both are okay. Understand? Both are looking at movies. Anyhow, and both know that they are looking at the movies, whether they cry or not cry, whether they choose to involve themselves emotionally in the movies or not choose to involve themselves. Both are looking at the movie. Both are the same position. Both are just looking at some temporary and illusionary thing. Understand now? Good. Also in the Buddhist Sutra, it's mentioned that the saints from the higher world, when they look down upon this world, it's like a filthy sewage pool of you know what. So they never really feel tempted or seduced by this world, except when they have the great compassion to come down, answer the call of the essential being in this world to help them go up to their real place. Otherwise, nobody likes to stay here. But when we are here, we worry about so many things, yeah? Like what we would eat, where we would go, where we should live, you know, and all kind of things.
Of course.
And if we can, yeah, then we can be as comfortable as we can afford. But if we cannot, it's also not important, right? Sometimes you see me wearing a lot of jewelry and beautiful clothes, and you think I need all that to be beautiful. It's not true. We don't need anything to feel beautiful and be beautiful. It's just sometimes we play along for a period of time. At that time, when time's up, we change. Because nothing is really important, so why not? That's all right?
For joining us on today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in tomorrow for part 2 of True Renunciation. Up next on Supreme Master Television is Planet Earth, our loving home. May your days be beautiful and joyous.